أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين وإنه خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 12th March 2011 and we are having session number 4 of Aql or Intellect and session number 9 of Ziyarat Jame Kabire. And I just want to, because I know there are other members who are not here, that's to know that I'm always conscious of their presence in our session. So whenever I talk to you guys, I see Zahra Jafar and Sister Emma as well as Rabab, they're present in our sessions. So we go, I'm hoping inshallah the next week would be the last week of Aql. So I could see that I couldn't finish it today. So clearly, session by session, you all remember, I have asked you, please do your writings for me, so that we spoken about alam of tabi'at and all these issues of distance and qurbat and ghaybat and ignorance and wahshat and zulmat and kasrat, right? They all have, these words are not just synonyms that I have taken and just to make like make it rhythmic. They all have reference to the characteristics of this material world. So also we discussed about, in the second session we discussed about the madde and the motion that it has, and how alam of madde is the alam of mix up and mixture of adam or non-existence and existence. And we saw and we noticed there are two non-existential phenomena in the material world. One being the Adam al-Huzur, or non-presence of a part of any part of matter to the other part of the matter. So that brings an Adam or non-existence there. And also the non-existence being inherently in the material world, in the world of matter, which is the potentiality that while we are talking now, around us they are full of potentialities which are just waiting for their time and turn and condition to come to actuality. That is also another non-existential phenomenon. So this material world is full of non-existence and existence. And that side of non-existential side of the matter has given, that has brought down the wujud into its lowest intensity. So material world is the lowest intensity in terms of wujud, or has the lowest intensity in the terms of wujud. The other thing that we did discuss last session was about aql fa'al. The main topic was aql fa'al, that active intellect, which I also explained how masha'is, which are the chain sort of maktab of, comes from Arastu or Aristotle, and then Bu Ali Avicenna is the Islamic scholar of that type of thinking, which they believe in Ughul al-Ashariyah, ten types or 10 levels of Aql, which the last, they're all fa'al in terms of they are active, because Aql, the nature of the Aql is fa'al. However, the main fa'al of Aql is referred to the last Aql, which is in touch with material world. That is more predominantly referred to as Aql Fa'al, or active intellect, because the fail of it being bringing objects from out of potentiality into actuality. That is the action and fail that it does. And then we also said that Aql Fa'al is, we said that Aql, what is referred to Aql by philosophers is the same thing that is referred to Malaikatullah in Quran, and that is what Urafa call Asma'ullah. They have got basically the same thing. But today what we want to discuss is, we want to go touch a little bit on the issue of Ta'aqqul itself, as well as Aql in different stages, and then hopefully we talk about then Lawh and Qalam, which are two main things that you might, we all might, all of us here, qalam and luh. They are also some creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they apparently have a big importance in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. And I reiterate my request to ponder upon these things, because otherwise it remains fully in a theoretical level, and it's not going to help really. It will be, I would never call it waste of time, but it will not have the effect that it should, especially where it's supposed to lead in the next session. And okay, about the issue of ta'aqqul. Ta'aqqul is the verb which, or the action of, if you refer to the meaning in your mind first, remembering the meaning that Imam Ali alayhi salam has introduced, Jawharun Darraq, which is it has got idrak, self awareness and self perception and self idrak, right? And the fail of ta'aqqul is the fail of that we do, or an aqil does. Aqil does the fail of ta'aqqul, so that does an idrak of some object. So when we do ta'aqqul, what we are doing basically, we are, it's an attempt and fail that we perceive that object, but in different levels. Because especially when we say perception, and I use the word perceive, these are the problems that we have in English, or the definitions of it. Perception, in my understanding, mostly refers, in non-philosophical terms, refers to sensual things. That like you perceive by eye, you perceive by ear, by ears you perceive. But the proper Arabic word I have seen for it is idrak. So we have idrak hissi, it's a more general term. Idrak hissi, idrak khiyali, and idrak al-aqli. Idrak hissi is when by your senses we get to perceive things, and when idrak khiyali is when we do it by khiyal, and idrak al-aqli, which is the name of it, it's not quite clear, intellectual idrak. Idrak has got idrak or ta'aqqul. So we are seeing these things together. Ta'aqqul has got also different levels. Maybe if you look at it, I'm talking about it from a general terms rather than specifically. You say ta'aqqul itself, because it goes by aql, it refers to tajarrud. So basically, it's not a very technical word. You do ta'aqqul of something which is maddi. Because ta'aqqul is mujarrad, aql is mujarrad, and ta'aqqul is about something which is mujarrad. But why I'm trying to brought it into this context, I'm trying to say ta'aqqul has got, because Mullah Sadra has got a discussion and a concept that he does not believe even senses do, even the senses, idrak of senses, remains at the level of sensual idrak. That all lead to ta'aqqul. That's what he says, which is not our talk today. But I'm saying why I have chosen this word of ta'aqqul even for the sensual. Because I'm bringing it to more of idrak. And then when, more technically, when it reaches to intellectual idrak, then becomes ta'aqqul in the sense that it is mujarrad. When it's mujarrad, you do only ta'aqqul. But let's look at the levels of levels of awareness about something. That's my point. Levels of awareness, one is sensual level, or in material level, where it basically corresponds or conforms with our animalistic soul. So our animalistic soul does this first level of idrak or perception, which is to know, it comes to know about a'raz, which we know, we have briefly, we know what a'raz and johar is. And a'raz are the appearance of objects. So that's the first level of, this is when you come to see something. When you come and you come and see something that you had not seen before, the first level that you face it and you perceive something of it is the a'raz of that. Of course, one may argue and say, but what about when someone has never heard about angels and it comes to know about angels, is there any sensual perception there? Not. Because it refers to the level of that object too. If that level, the level of the object is not a material being, then that level of perception does not exist for it. If that object itself is an intellectual object, then obviously there is no sensual nor imaginal level of perception. So, but when you look at a material thing, what we do is we first see a'raz and tool and arz and color and smell and taste and all those things which are about the zahir and appearance of objects. That's the first thing, the first level we get to know something. And then we hear what happens automatically for human being, of course. Automatically we do a tajweed, and in our idrak we take it one level up. We take it one level higher to our imaginal level. When it goes to our imaginal level, that means we are dealing with the picture and image of that object. And of course, imaginal understanding and perception of the object also relates to comparative knowledge of that thing to other things around. That's also it. Because comparison is an action of khiyal, qubbay khiyal. So, if you notice, almost whatever you see, there is always a comparative knowledge about it to the objects around it. When you look at a glass, comparatively, even if you don't notice it, even if you don't look at it, you compare it, it has a comparativeness with glass itself, this cup, glass cup, as well, with the glass itself, with other types of cup, with paper cup, with mug. So there is always a comparativeness between all the objects we see as well. Or about the colors of it, about the build of it, nature of it, design of it. But then, from here, when we look at objects in a higher level, that means we do another level of tajreed, and it goes up to our wahm, level of wahm, which I was not part of my intention to refer to wahm, because when we go to wahm, since wahm itself is of the nature of aql, we can probably ignore that part, and we call it aql for our purpose of discussion. So the other level that we in this engage the object from its imaginal level, it is when we ignore or we put aside the image of it, and we take it to the intellectual level. That is when you look at it in universal term. That is idrak aqli. So when you think universally about a cup or a table or a computer or any object, that is the idrak, which is called intellectual level. We have done idrak aqli. That you see that matter, that object, regardless of that particular object that we have, the meaning of it which encompasses all other, let's say, computers in the world. So what we know about the computer is that universal aspect of the object. So here, when we have reached to a level that we have, our ta'aqqul reaches to the universal side of the object, that is a more deeper knowledge, that is a more understandable knowledge, because we know that by only viewing, if there are objects that we don't know, by only viewing them and seeing them through their a'raz, we really don't get to know much about it. It will be even less than this, but it will be how animal deals with objects. But even animal is able to do imaginal idrak of objects. So people, another word you can see, if you bring this notion and look at the people who are very materialistic, they have very materialistic view, and they have no, they don't know anything other than this material world and joys and enjoyments of this material world, and they have no belief in higher than this level. So you can imagine that their understanding of objects are so superficial. They really don't know, even the world around them, they don't know anything about the colors of the grasses being green and the trees being like that, and the fruits having that taste, and food having this taste, and this smell, and that. That's all we would probably, even if we have not seen and have people like that very close, but we know how they, at least through the movies and films, we see how they deal with objects, with the nature around them. The other level of idrak is idrak shahudi or wujudi. That's a different type of idrak.
What do we call the first level? Idrak
hissi, yeah, sensual. Sensual, imaginal, intellectual, and then existential. In that existential or shahudi, that what you do is like burning with fire. With burning with fire, you're not talking about the color or taste of it. You're not talking about the look of it. You're not talking about the image of it. And we are not talking about what it means, the meanings of it. We're talking about what you feel in you and within you. That is a different level of idrak. Or when we have pain, or when we have joy in heart. These are things that, I mean, there are things that we may not even be able to explain in universally, intellectually, imaginally what they are, how they are. Right? So, another one may wonder that, so what is this? Another type of idrak that we do is beyond shahudi and existential. Not when I say beyond, I mean different from that. Is there are times that one would experience a manifestation type of idrak in heart. What is manifestation? When I say idrak, I bring that, remember, from here we are not talking about ta'aqul, finish. Ta'aqul, these were the levels of ta'aqul. But there are other types of idrak that one would do. Right? That idrak in the sense that you do feel the presence of something, a higher wujud in you. What about that? What is that? We read from the people which has happened for them at least, that in Salat they reach sometimes to, when they hear their own recitation of Hamd and Surah and Quran, they hear it from another tongue, by another ear. It's neither the ear, tongue, it's not their own ears. So what are those? Or there are, I have heard from people who have told me here in Auckland that there are times that they are doing reading Quran, reciting Quran, that some sort of things happens for them that they can see differently, and they see different things. They are not in the same place that they were sitting. They are not on the sajjada, and they are not on the Quran. Or so they get connection. These things come also a lot of times. It comes with physical disturbances. Physical disturbances means shivering or pressure in the body and those type of things. What are those things? They are what I refer them to. They are manifestation that a higher wujud is, which is called mozahir in this action. We become mazhar for another mozahir. Mazhar is the one who manifests. Mozahir is the one who is being manifested. Okay? This is here the issue of fa'il and maf'ul. Mozahir is fa'il and mazhar is maf'ul. Right? So there are times and idraks of like that which they refer to. I think Allama Husseini Tehrani refers to them. I remember from him, he calls them tajalliyat asma'i. Tajalliyat asma'i basically is when asma, which are other, because asma are definitely are mujudat or wujud, higher than us in level of creation, in level of being, they are higher than us. So these, what he has termed tajalliyat asma'i, what he has termed is, when it comes even to lower than that, because tajalliyat asma'i is quite a high level of tajalli. It's not, doesn't happen for everyone. Tajalliyat asma'i, basically, an example of it is when people in salat, they reach to a level that they hear from different, from another tongue by another ear. So that is tajalli asma'i. But a lot of times, I mean, not for everyone is as high as that. It can be tajalli of a higher wujud of yourself to yourself, but not in that level, but even a higher level. Like, because we know that our wujud is tashkiki, we have higher levels in us, right? And it goes as high as Imam alayhi salam. So when we read in Nutbah that lam yakhlu minna, that we are not khali, he is not khali of us, that means in maratib of wujud, he is the highest level of wujud in us. So sometimes for some people, even Imam, tajalli of Imam is felt in the heart of the people. So this is not part of ta'aqqul, but this is also, I wanted to just touched it to say there are other levels of idraq, but these idraqas, remember, these levels of idraq is we take it out. I mean, I say idraq because of that feeling that it creates. Otherwise, probably it's not idraq in a sense that you get any ihate, because Imam Ali alayhi salam says in that definition of aql, when he says جوهرون در راک محیطون بالاشیا من جمعی جهاتها. That means, when this is the level of aql. Aql is محیط. محیط means encompassing. Aql is encompassing of things from all the aspects of it. Right? So when, for instance, even for us, for objects, it can become like that. Probably to an extent that we become encompassingly, we get to know something. But definitely this is out of question for this tajalliyat that I said. Because those tajalliyat are not part of ta'aqqul anyway. Okay? So I hope I have not confused you. I addressed another issue which is not a part of ta'aqqul, but also it is some sort of idraq that we do. If it's clear, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now let's look at the aql in insan, in human being. Because we remember there is one what is called aql and there is what is called aql. What happens, what is aql, when they say, they use this word, I don't know what translation, but I explain. When aql does taqarrur, taqarrur is istiqrar, is residing, the type of thing. When does aql does taqarrur in someone, that someone becomes aql. Right? So when in us when we have aql, and aql resides in us and we are able to use it, to use the aql and do ta'aqqul of an object, we become aql. Okay? Aql is the doer of ta'aqqul, the one who does ta'aqqul. And what is ma'aqul?
Things which is intellected.
Intellected. So what becomes intellected? Masalan, if I do ta'aqul of this recorder, this become ma'aqul and I am aqil. Okay? But one question. This is material, right? So can a material thing become ma'aqul? Yes? Now let's go to the level that I said, this is more technical level, because I first gave you those levels of ta'aqqul, which was good for confusing you, but I bring you back now to say ta'aqqul is about tajarrud. When you do ta'aqqul, the level of ta'aqqul is in the level of tajarrud. So matter cannot be ma'aqul. So when this becomes ma'aqul, this recorder becomes ma'aqul, that surat of it become ma'qul. Madde cannot become ma'qul. So that meaning that you can take out of this becomes ma'qul. And surat of, what is surat of? What was surat? What is surat of everything? That's the meaning that you understand from that thing. Or surat, it is what? It gives shay'iyat and thingness to a thing. Right? Does it make the right sense in you? When you say thingness, when you say, for instance, when you say water, that, this is funny, huh? Language mixes up in mind. I was saying, so wateriyat of water is, wateriyat of water is what it is known, it is known for. Water is known for all those things that, the wetness and coldness, not in terms of temperature, that it, we say, sayyaliyat or fluidity. These are all the things that we know about the water. But the moment the same water goes on, if you put it on the pot and put it on the stove, it becomes vapors. So you don't call that anymore water, though all the materials are the same. Or when it becomes cloud, or when it becomes ice, they're still the same. The surat is changed. This same water is changing surat in different, on those different environments. So, what we are saying, what becomes ma'ghul is mujarrat. Right? So, ta'aqqul, so now let's now become more clear. Ta'aqqul, really in technical terms, is about mujarradat. When you think, so, you make something mujarrad, it only become on the ta'aqqul of us. So, for instance, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we said in a sense, in a context, we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aql mahz, right? There is no difference between saying this and saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aql mahz. Really, there is not difference in this matter. It's the same thing. Okay, now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aql of it. And He's also ma'qul. What does that mean? Allah is ma'qul and Allah is aql. Allah does ta'qul of Himself. When He does ta'qul of Himself, when He perceives, not sensually, of course, not sensually, but it's even higher than intellectually, but we don't have word, or we don't have even understanding of it. But when Allah does taqul of His own Zat, that is when Allah is aqil and Allah is ma'qul. But Allah is ma'qul of Himself. Okay? So, kull aqilin mujarradun, wa kull aqilin kull aqilin mujarradun, wa kull ma'qulin mujarradun. Can we say? Ma'qul is mujarrad, of course. Ma'qul is not maddi. Okay? But what I want from all of us is, let's keep this notion now. Just know it and keep it for our further discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aqil of His Zat, and He is, at the same time, because He is known by He Himself, He is ma'qul. It's the same thing for us. When you know about yourself, so you are aqil and you are ma'qul too, at the same time. Okay?
You are the intelligent.
You are intellected and you are the
intellectual,
yes, at the same time. So basically, when someone knows himself, he is aqil and ma'qul. So can we say aqil and ma'qul? There is, if you notice here, there is a ittihad of aqil and ma'qul. Aqil and ma'qul are the same. So basically, this notion has been discussed, ittihad aqil and ma'qul, by Bu Ali Sina. Abi Sina, he has not accepted it apparently, but Allama Hassan Zadeh says, in a time in his life, he has accepted it, ittihad aqil wa ma'qul. Because they have a different notion about ilm. The reason that Abi Sina and Mashaiz, they think differently is about this, because they say surat ilmi. Understand? Everyone understand what surat ilmi? Form, and ilmi means علمی دیگه. What do I say? I don't want to use the word scientific. It's not the scientific.
Knowledge.
Yeah. But how do you put it together? صورت علمی. Knowledge form. Okay. Knowledge form. صورت علمی. They say, مشایخ, they say is in the way of ارتسام on نفس. ارتسام means when you draw. Drawing is called ارتسام in Arabic, right? So it's like Avicenna and those maktab, they believe when nafs acquires knowledge, it is like drawing a line on a paper. That's a different notion than from what Mullah Sadra says, which is in fact that he says, which is more, I mean, when I say more in my humble understanding, I can agree more with this, that Aqil and Ma'qul become the same. It is not izafi from outside. This is not in of something. It's not something which becomes added to your nafs. In fact, your nafs becomes that. That becomes your nafs. So if you look at it from this angle, that masalan, when a baby is born, that baby which is born, if he ignored that little bit of perceptions that he learns in the mother's womb, if he ignored that, because there is a level of perception and knowledge there too. But if he ignored that, the moment he is born, what is his nafs? Nothing. It's just potentiality. There is nothing else in his nafs. But look at the same baby in 30 years' time. Let's say he has become an intellectual and high-flying a scholar. What is his nafs? What is the difference between these two nafs? The difference is in what he knows. The difference is in his knowledge, but whether in the way of perception and experiments, but it has become knowledge of his nafs. So the reality of his nafs is what he knows. And the difference between this nafs and the nafs at the time of birth is that very thing that he has learned during these 30 years. Right?
We see that he's become more aware in 30 years.
Become what?
More aware.
Definitely he has. But what I'm saying is, the difference, his difference between him at the age of 30 and him at the time of birth, is that very knowledge that his nafs become. So what I want to conclude is, knowledge is not added to his nafs. His nafs has become that thing. It is not that something is added to his nafs. If there is any tinginess that you assume for his nafs, see, please, may Imam Zaman alayhi salam help us to understand this. If there is any tinginess, anything that makes his nafs, is that thing that he knows. So his knowledge and his nafs are both the same. So it is not something that is added to him. He himself is his nafs. His knowledge is his nafs.
So you can say, sorry, that's اتحاد عقل و معقول و علم.
No, اتحاد عقل و معقول. اتحاد عقل و معقول. But here we can say it's اتحاد عالم و معلوم. Means عالم.
علم as well. And what is?
Yeah, عالم and علم. You can say that. Alim and ilm and ma'lum are the same, right? But why I use the word aqil? Because I was talking about the issue of ta'aqul and intellectualizing and intellecting, if you like. So aqil and ma'qul are the same, and means knower and known are both the same thing. So they are not different. I was telling that how mashayikh they call it irtisam of suwar on the nafs. This is what they believe for ilm. Whereas Mullah Sadra says it's ittihad of alim and ma'lum or aqil and ma'qul. It is not irtisam. It is not an external thing added to the nafs. Nafs itself is that very thing that it knows. It cannot differentiate the two. Does it make sense?
How do they prove their point?
See, that's a good... I always wanted to raise this issue, and I never remembered it. I always remember it when I'm reading, because when I'm preparing my notes for our discussion, this is what happens. I have in mind something about aql. When I started this issue of aql, I have in mind, in a maqami jam'i, I know my basic perception and understanding of aql is something. Now I want to open that up. Even at the first place that I decide to do it, I don't know any of details that I'm going to discuss. But I know it in a maqami ijmal and call it left. Then I start to go through the books that I have. And then through the indexes, I see, yes, this is appropriate for my talk. It opens my talk. It opens my understanding. And then I go to this. Most of the things I discussed in these last 3-4 sessions about aql was from Isharat of Avicenna. Some of it was from some of the books of Allama Hasanzadeh, which basically are Mullah Sadr's stuff. Okay? But when I'm doing it, then I tell myself, مثلاً, when we say كل آخرين, this is what happens to me quite often. Last night I was bringing this كل آخرين, كل مجردين معقول. The proof of it. Okay, the good proof of this is in Manzume Mullah Hadi Sabzawari. Manzume Mullah Hadi Sabzawari is one of those, he has got mantiq and philosophy, and then he has Irfan, and he's very, very famous alim of about 150 to 160 years ago. But then, if you want to go into that level, then becomes totally, our discussion becomes totally different discussion. That means we have to go, there's nothing wrong with it. We have to start with mantiq, then we have to go and do bidaya and nahaya, and then only we can go to manzume. And people, you know that manzume, people who do manzume, all of manzume, so it's like between 600 to 1,000 sessions just for manzume alone. Okay? So, this explains my approach. My approach is not to go to proof of them, but I have to remember to give you the references. That is what I forget. I often forget. So, what we have discussed about most of the things I have talked to you about has been from Isharat of Abu Ali Avicenna. But remember, if you go to Asfar, you find all of this, because Asfar is all of the materials of Avicenna and Sheikh Ishraq Sohrawardi is raised, discussed, and Mullah Sadr has built upon that and has come to Hikmat Mutawiyya. Yes,
I just thought that I have read the process of bringing this notion in that book which you gave it to me, Dr. William Siddiq's book on, I'm not sure how deep it is, but there was some way. At that time, it went over my head.
Which one? The perceptions?
The perceptions one.
Yeah.
So it has this notion of Mullah Sadr. He has discussed upon
it. Yeah. I mean,
so there must be a way of process of concluding towards it.
Yes, but I don't think that he discusses like things that I'm now talking about. Very, very, because even in our talk, I did not talk too much about perception. Perception is a vast, a drug is a big issue itself. I did not talk about it. But you will find some relationship with our talks. So what I try to do is, Dr. Muhammad, I try my best ability is to bring those notions which, though they can be proved and they should be proved when you go to those studies, you prove. But by tasawwur aqli, you can agree with it. So, I mean, there are things that if it's not proved, they have a reality, but if they are not proved, you cannot do even tasawwur aqli. If I say it, or if somebody else says that to me, I don't agree with it. Unless says and tell me and prove it to me. I try not to bring those things to the discussions. Only the things that when I say, for instance, when we say, كل معقول مجرد, and then you think, when you think about it without a very logical proof, you say, yes, because what is ma'aqul, what is aqil, the general things we know about aql, we can accept that, yes, كل مجرد معقول, because مجرد can become intellected by other things. But when it comes to ihata, of course, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mujarrad and is aqil and is ma'qul, we cannot do ta'qul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is where the issue of ihata comes. We cannot have ihata to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's keep this because I need this discussion probably in next week. That كل عاقل مجرد, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is عاقل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'qul, he does ta'aql of his own self and then he does idrak of his zat by his zat. So he intellects his zat by his zat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Keep that. And if I forget, you remind me next week of it. We need it for our further discussion. Now, let's see what is عقل in us. What are the level of عقل in insan? In human being. When someone is born, at that very time, he has got aql or he doesn't. A born baby has aql or not? Sorry?
Yes.
He has aql? Ahsan. He has potential aql, not actual aql. That is referred to as aql hayulani or aql, say different, aql bil hayula or aql hayulani. But we know what it means because we should not be fussy about the words. But especially it's important that we try to understand and attribute the meanings to the words and to be more friendly with the meanings. Because what happens if you do further studies that you see even in Mashah themselves, this categorization can be different as well. So the meaning are more important than the names. Just know the name, but don't be too much obsessed with the names. So aql hayulani is that a state of aql which is only potential. The person does not have any actual aql itself. But gradually when he grows, he reaches to a level of aql bil malake. It's called aql bil malake. I don't normally even... At times, I blame myself. At times, I even forget to look for an English name. And then, in the morning, when we are sitting, I say, oh my God, I should have looked up in the dictionary, what should I translate Aql bil Malake. The reason that I forget is dictionaries, a lot of times, they don't have these words. So it's not easy. But let's it's good for ourselves too, for our types of studies, we learn the Arabic word of it. Because there is no substitute for that Arabic word at all. The Arabic word of it and meaning of it so that we understand. Aql bil malake. Okay? What does malake mean? So that helps to retain the meaning. So that's also another word. But why the malaik or angels called malake? It is because the ability they have. Malake means ability. The root of the word refers to ability. So aql bil malake means the intellect that has got, not the ability. It means an actuality in it.
Well, is it the intellect in action?
Yeah, intellect in action is intellect, actual intellect. So it's not potential. It exists in outside world. So we all know what is potential and what is actual now, right? So
I'll give an example.
Yes, please. Thank you.
In schools, they call it X or math.
That it becomes malaki. Malaki means becomes like actual and fa'al and sits in your mind. Also in Irfan or philosophy, I think in Irfan they also use the word malaki. It becomes malaki means it is always with you, like what you just said. And after malaki, more persistence in malaki, what happens? Something we learn is not malaki. When we keep practicing it, right? Practicing, I'm not referring to physical practice. Whenever I say practice, it can contain that or may not. But practice when it is in your heart, it is with you, and it affects your world view and your view and your action. That is practice. So when malaki is practiced, it becomes sifat or attribute. Sifat is part of the wujud. is undetachable.
Okay? So a reference to that
is that we believe that sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not separate from Him. But kamal al-tawheed nafi sifat an. The peak of tawheed is when you nafi. In Arabic, nafi sifat an means you deny those sifat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas it doesn't mean denying in the sense that He doesn't have that sifat, meaning that it's not separate. Allah is His sifat. Okay? So, and God forbid, in our daily works and actions and thinking and beliefs, God forbid if something becomes sifat. That is when people become summun, bukmun, umyun, fahum, la ya'qilun. That is when become, in Quran, it refers to them as mukhallad dar fil nar. That means they are always, because sifat is there, you cannot change. To changing the sifat, when sifat, because sifat is the person, the nafs itself, so much istighrar, it finds malaki becomes sifat, then inqilab in zat is required. Inqilab in zat is mahal. They say inqilab of zat, inqilab, you understand inqilab. Means when zat totally changes, becomes something else, that is called inqilab dar fi zat, inqilab dar zat. So when something becomes sifat, only Allah knows what happens, but that becomes a person himself. So anyway, let's go back to our talk. That aql after, at the level of birth, is aql hayulani or aql potential, aql only. Gradually, when the child grows, that aql becomes aql bil malaki. Aql bil malaki is when he starts to know obvious and badihiyat. There are badihiyat when he knows is not. He doesn't need to do any reasoning. This exists, this doesn't exist. Right? That is badihiyat. Or day and night. These are badihiyat for the child. He doesn't need to reason for him. This is aql. It becomes aql bil malaki. But from this level, this is clear, right? There is knowing only very basic, obvious things. But the here means obvious. So when reached to that level of obvious things, or some obvious things are known for him, so he is got aql bil malaki. But gradually this child grows and reaches to a level which is called aql bil fi'l. Okay? So this bil fi'l, do not confuse it with the general terms of potential and fail. Aql bil fi'l here is that when the child, this is about the age of 6, 7, 8, depending on different child, when with the help of obvious and badihiyat, you are able to do reasoning for him. Reasoning means what? Reasoning basically means you do soghra and kubra and conclusion. Soghra and kubra and conclusion is, you say, masalan, all the woods, if he learns, let's ask him. He learns all the woods have got this brown color. Wood has got brown color. And if you tell him all the dining table are made of wood, then you can prove to him all the dining table have got brown color. These are very simple soghra kubra natije conclusion.
It's like if you put your hand in the fire, hand is going to burn. If the fire is hot.
That's true, but that's probably a level higher than this reasoning. This is reasoning. That's no more reasoning. Okay, he learns that, and then from that he learns that all the fires are hot, because when you see it. But I don't disagree with what you said, but only what I'm saying is, I'm trying to say how badihiyat, with the help of badihiyat, people, children can start to learn and do conclusion. So with this gradual conclusion, keeping the conclusion in them, in their nafs, they are passing through, they are getting through the aql bil fi'l. Okay? So, three levels of aql, that's what I want to stick in mind. So that if anyone brings another word for it, you do not get confused. So you refer to meaning. Okay, what level of aql is this? Aql bil, with potential aql only, aql which is bil malakeh, which is just getting to know the badihiyat. Aql, which is by use of badihiyat, do reasoning and logical conclusions to attain. That is aql bil fi'l. Another level they have is called aql bil mustafad. Unfortunately, I don't have whiteboard to write you at these words. But mustafad means mim, sin, te, sorry, my very backward teaching. Mustafad. I can write it for you afterwards. But anyway, I'm sure Dr. Muhammad knows what it is. I'm just saying it for those who may not know Arabic. Fe, te, fe, alif, dal, right, mustafad. أقلب المستفاد. Okay. Okay. What is أقلب المستفاد? What the state of أقل is أقلب المستفاد? What happens when in أقلب الفعل, when person starts with the help of logic or reasoning and use of badihiyat to get other conclusions and get to know more other things? As long as that person is in the process of thinking and discussing and arguing things, those tasavvurat aqli and knowledge is with him. But it is not always with him. He only remembers them when he talks about them. Right? Now when we are discussing about all of this, but we are not discussing, I mean, it's not, it does not have any huzur in us what we know about what happened in Egypt. Only when we it's mentioned, it comes back to you. Or you might forget about the invasion of Iraq in 2003 or 2004. So these are the things that by saying it becomes. When someone is able to have a huzur to all his knowledge, at all times that is called aqlab al-mustafat. Okay? Aqlab al-mustafat is when you are able to have huzur and all those things that you know has presence in your mind. Because they don't have presence at all times. They only have presence when you think about them. But they go to a corner of your mind, if you like, until something brings them back.
Stored in your memory.
Yeah, you can say stored in memory. So aqlab al-mustafad is when you have constant presence to your knowledge.
It's like
is a challenge. Also, aqlab al-mustafa is not. I mean, but that is possible. It's not something. So that state of aql is something that we can recognize it by explaining. But there is another level of aql, which is called aql muktafi. Remember these words that we say mustafa. Sometimes they may call it mustakfi. Remember, don't get confused when if someone called them aql mustakfi instead of mustafa, mustakfi. Again, mustakfi, please. Dr. Muhammad, you're there, write it and show it to them. They see how it looks like. Aql al-mustakfi.
So this is mustakfi and mustafad, yeah. The same?
Yeah, the same.
Which is the next one?
Muktafi. In Arabic, when the words are used by seen, which are there, they say barbab istif'al. Istif'al means with that sin and te when they are used, that shows a request and demand for it. So then they say istisqa, when you want water, when you demand water, or you say istif'al when you demand action and fail. That alif sin te in Arabic shows that. So when we say aqli mustakfi is isme fa'il of that person who is looking for that, who demanding and trying to reach to that level of kifayat. Istikfa comes from kifayat, means sufficiency. So we want to reach to the level of sufficiency if you want. That aql mustakfi.
Or, so we want to reach mustakfi or muktafi?
No, I'll tell you what muktafi is. Mustakfi is our level. Normal people, that we are intellectual and we are grown, we are learning, we are studying. So we are in the level, we have got aql mustakfi. But who has Aql Muktafi? Muktafi, because that level of demand is not, that means he already is sufficiently knowing. And everything he does know. So who has got Aql Muktafi? Only Ma'asum. Ma'asum has got Aql Muktafi. We have Aql Mustakfi or Aql bin Mustafa. This Mustakfi, Muktafi and Mustakfi probably are terminology, probably, I can't remember clearly. Terminologies of Mullah Sadra, but Bil Mustafad and Bil Fil and Bil Mustafad are terminologies of Avicenna. Okay? Getting late. So I want at least to finish this part so that next week I know where to start. Otherwise I have to come back again. You don't mind that I take a few more minutes. Okay? So these levels of Aql that we discussed, Aql in potentiality and Aql in the level of knowing only obvious and badihiyat, Aql in level of knowing badihiyat and able to do reasoning, and Aql in level of having presence to all your ma'lumat and knowledge, and Aql in a level that is full of knowledge and knows everything at all times. That is Aql al-Muktafi. Okay? So these are like very much similar to, in terms of, these are based on Qubwa and Fil. This type of classification and explanation for Aql is based on the underlying the structure of this is Fil, Qubwa and Fil, potential and actual, right? You all understand it. Potential and actual are the notions of Aristotle, or Aristu has introduced this concept, which is very, very good and complete concept, and it really explains the whole world, material world. So based on that, we are explaining. It's very much similar the way we explained about Aql, similar of Nutfah and Muzghah and Alaqah, because we know that, we may not know, I mean, if you don't know, we have to know. Muzghah is no more Nutfah, Alaqah is no more Muzghah. They are all changed, they are different states. For us, they may all look, okay, one thing, which is baby in the mother's womb. But in terms of their level and status, they are totally different creatures. So it's the same thing with the Aql. Aql Hayulani or Aql Potential Aql is totally different creature as opposed to Aql Bilfil and Bilmalaki and Bilfil and Bilmusfat. Okay? This is basically what we wanted to know and what we wanted to learn about Aql in insan, in human being. Okay? And we know that there is also an Aql called Aql Muktafi, which belongs to Ma'asum. And also, another thing that I have to tell you before I finish is Ta'aqqul does not go with Ta'alluq. It's so obvious when you look at yourself. You understand Ta'alluq? Of course, Dr. Muhammad knows. Ta'alluq means affiliation. Ta'alluq. Okay? Ta'aqqul and ta'alluq are so opposite of each other. The more ta'alluq means affiliation for worldly matter you have, the less ta'aqqul you can do. Try. I mean, when I say try, you cannot try, sit and, you cannot decide and to create ta'alluq for yourself now. But when I say try, I mean look and ponder. Not only on yourself, the people around you. We find people with more ta'alluq, they have less ta'aqqul. It's very clear.
Engagements.
Yeah. Engagement with those material ta'alluq, wants for material world. Why it's like that? We already said, because ta'aqqul is mujarrad. Ta'alluq is opposite of mujarrad. Ta'alluq is all your wants for material world. In fact, it so much engages you. It's not disengaged. It engages you with matter, with all material world. And we discussed already about what matter is at our first session. We said matter is the world of distance and bod and takassur and zulmat and wahshat. So how can one? Because when this becomes in the heart, when ta'alluq of this material world goes, sits in the heart, right? We become so mutakassir, it's no more easy to do ta'aqqul. Because you have to have a level of tajarrud to be able to do ta'aqqul. So this is one of those notions that I just said. These are things that, yes, they need to be proved philosophically. But when you think of it, you can see around you it's like that. People who are less engaged, they have less engagement in material world, you can see they are more wiser. But provided you do not mix up wahm with aql. Wahm and aql are two different things. We find a lot of very apparently intellectual and running good businesses, making good business plan and making a business happen like this. They are all level of wahm. We are not talking about that level. But when it comes to the level of ta'aqul and having aql, ta'alluq and ta'aqul cannot be together. They are very opposite. And we have ahadith, not using the same word, to say, hubb al-dunya and hubb al-akhirat cannot be in your heart together. We have ahadith in those lines, which is basically explaining this. Okay, so I have more for today, but I will leave it inshallah for next week. What we want to do next week is Loh and Ghalam. I'll leave that for next week. Okay, next week means next session. We talk about, hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, if I'm alive, we talk about Loh and Ghalam, and then we go to the Loh which is mentioned in Quran, and then we want to see what those Loh or Alwah are, and hopefully next week will be our last week of Aql. But we shouldn't promise, we shouldn't push ourselves. If there is more to talk about it, we go to the next week. Bar Muhammad, Al Muhammad, Salaam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.